On January 24, 2024, we will offer Wednesday worship to God the Father. Today's scripture reading is Matthew chapter 13, verse 47 to 50. Matthew chapter 13, verse 47 to 50. I'd like to read. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a dragnet cast into the sea and gathering fish of every kind. And when it was filled, they drew it up on the beach, and they sat down and gathered the good fish into containers, but the bad they threw away. So it will be at the end of ages, the angels shall come forth and take out the wicked from among the righteous, and will cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Today is the title is the parable of the net. The parable of the net. Of the parable we have studied in the Matthew chapter 13, the parables of the mustard seed, the ribbon, and the wheat and tares refer to the beginning, growth, and eschatological harvest of the kingdom of heaven. But there is no parable that describes the end time as accurately as the parable of the net. In the parable of the net is described as a kingdom of heaven. And of course, it is not unreasonable to say that it was Jesus who threw down the net. However, in this parable, we think that Jesus wants us to realize what the kingdom of heaven is like by looking at the role of the net rather than the work of Jesus. There were two types of nets used at the time. The first, there were nets that were cast from the boat, such as a casting net. This is the net that Jesus cast into the sea when he met Peter and Andrew on the beach in the Galilee. You can see the Matthew chapter 4, verse 18. I like to read, and walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon and was called Peter, and Andrew his brothers, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. The net here is the amphihibulestron, a hand net. You hold the line with your hand and cast the net from above your head so that the net is stretched out like an umbrella to catch fish. And the second type of net is the one in our main text. This net is called sakane. The Greek sakane, which means the tug net. It is much larger than the hand net, with weight at the bottom so that it reaches the bottom of the sea, and the buoys at the top will keep it afloat. The idea is to tie one end to the beach, get in the boat, and pull the other end up to shore by stretching it out. All the fish in the net would then be caught in the net and brought to shore. And the third thing, the common name for the net is Greek, is the diktion. You can see that the John 21 verse 11. In today's text, the net has already been cast into the sea. Jesus does not refer to the net as heaven, but rather as a net that gather fish, in the verse 47, and is full, verse 48. This symbolized how God is choosing and actively gathering his people. Just as a net gathers all kinds of fish, the kingdom of heaven draws people from all races, genders, and ages. This speaks of God's sovereign work and love in bringing fallen humans out of the world and into his arms. He's equally gracious to the good and the bad. You can see that the Matthew chapter 5 verse 45 and the Luke chapter 6 verse 35. Please write down Matthew chapter 5 verse 45 and Luke chapter 6 verse 35. I'd like to read. For he caused his son to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. The sun rises evil and good, and the sand rain on the righteous and the unrighteous, together, equally. And Luke chapter 6, verse 35, I like to read, but love your enemies and do good and rend, expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great. And you will be sons of the Most High. For he himself is kind, ungrateful, and evil. You see, for he himself is kind, ungrateful, and evil man. Thus, the net once cast out by the love of God will not disappear until the end of time, but will be gathered from all parts of the earth until it is full. And in due time, the net is drawn ashore. Then the fishermen put the good fish in a bowl, and the bad ones are thrown on the shore. The distinction here between good and bad fish is, in the scripture, in the old scripture, in the legal terms, in the by the law, the presence of or absence of fins and the scale. The presence or essence of fins and scale. You can find out the Leviticus 11, chapter 11, verse 9 to 10. I like to read. These you may eat, whatever is in the water, all that have fins and scale. Those in the water, in the sea, or in the rivers, you may eat. But whatever is in the sea and in the rivers that do not have fins and scales, among all the teeming life of the water and among all the living creatures that are in the water, they are detestable things to you. Detestable things to you. But these good and bad things are found to be the righteous and wicked. According to the Matthew chapter 13, verse 49 to 50. Matthew chapter 13, verse 49 to 50, I like to read. So it will be at the end of the ages. The angel shall come forth and take out wicked from among the righteous. This is very important. Take out the wicked from among the righteous. I like to read, keep continue, 50, and will cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. This reiterates the ending of the parable of the tares. You can see that the Matthew chapter 13, verse 39 to 42, the enemies who saw them in the devil and harvest is the end of the ages, and the reapers are angels. Therefore, just as the tares are gathered up and burned with fire, so shall it be at the end of the ages. The same thing, right? The Son of Man will send forth his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all stumbling block and those who commit lawlessness. And will cast them into the furnace of fire. In the place there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. But the question we need to ask in the parable of the net is, what is the difference between the fish in the net and the fish outside the net? We have to think about this. To explain this, we must identify the net in which God gathers the fish. The net that God has cast into the sea, all the world, is the church. The original Greek word for church is ekklesia, means call out from the world. The fish outside of that are sinners. They are the ones who have rejected Jesus' call. They have already been judged. You can see that according to the John chapter 3, verse 18, Jesus talked to himself. He who believes in him is not judged. He who does not believe has been judged already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. They have been judged already. The church has a mission to bring the gospel to all kinds of people. In particular, the Lord said he came to call sinners. In the Matthew chapter 9, verse 13, you can find out that I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners. In this context, all humans are all sinners since the fall of Adam, but those who respond to Jesus' call are no longer sinners, but righteous. The mission of the church is a great commission to preach the gospel. In the Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 to 20, God commanded to the apostle and commanded to us, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I command you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the ages." Same thing, it's talked to us. Look at the 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2. "Preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with the great patience and instruction." Right? We have to be preached, season or out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort. Right? Just as there are good and bad fish in a net, so there are the righteous and the wicked in the church. When sinners come into the church, receive Jesus and the word, confess with their mouth, and live by the word, they are recognized as righteous. Right? But the wicked can never enter heaven, for the kingdom of heaven has no place for the wicked, nor for those who cause stumbling, nor for those who practice lawlessness. You can see that in Matthew chapter 13, verse 41. "Just as the wheat and the tares grow in the same field, and the tares are plucked out and thrown into the fire at harvest time." Not everyone in the church is a grain or wheat or righteous. The wicked and the tares coexist with the righteous. This is nothing new. God warns us of it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. The final judgment begins and ends in church, in the Old Testament, in Jerusalem. Please write down first, Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 1. Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 1. Jeremiah chapter 25, verse 29, and Ezekiel chapter 9, verse 3 to 6. Ezekiel chapter 9, verse 3 to 6. I'd like to read Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 1. "Roam to and fro through the street of Jerusalem, and look now and take note, and seek in her open squares if you can find a man. If there is one who does justice, who seeks truth, then I will pardon her." There is no people has to do justice and seek. This is the sad thing. How about the Jeremiah chapter 25, 29? I like to read, "For behold, I'm beginning to work calamity in this city, which is called by my name." That is the Jerusalem. "And we can call to the Zion. Shall you be completely free from punishment? You will not be free from punishment, for I'm summoning a sword against all the inhabitants of the earth, declares the Lord of hosts. God starting at what? Jerusalem. Okay, let's look at the Ezekiel chapter 9, verse 3 to 6. Then the glory of the God of Israel went up from the cherub on which it had been to the threshold of the temple. And he called to the man clothed in the linen at whose loins was the writing case, that is a scribe. And the Lord said to him, go through the midst of the city, that is Jerusalem, even through the midst of Jerusalem, and put a mark on the forehead of the man whose side and groan of all the abominations which are being committed in his midst. This is the seal on the seal on the head, the righteous man, right? I'd like to read verse 5. But to the others, he said in my hearing, go through the city after him and strike. Do not let your eyes have pity and do not spare. Utterly slay old men, young men, maidens, little children, and women, but do not touch any man of whom is the mark, the seal of God, and you shall start from my sanctuary, the temple, the sanctuaries, the holy of holies. So they started with the elders who were before the temple. There is the elders. There is the priest and the scribes and the religious leaders that are starting from them. In the New Testament, also warning to us, from the 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17. I'd like to read, for it is time for judgment to begin with the household of God. And if it begins with us first, what will be the outcome for those who do not obey the gospel of God? Is the judgment starting where? From the household of God. So there must be an end to the world, and that end will be the time of judgment. In the Lord's parable of the kingdom of heaven, the parable of the net is a clear warning to believers about the end time and the judgment. God is clearly saying that the world can be life and blessing to us, not only at the end of time, but at the moment when we receive the word, believe, and act upon it. Otherwise, it would be death and woe. Please write down Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 15, and John chapter 5, verse 24. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 15, John chapter 5, verse 24. I'd like to read Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 15. See, I have said before you today life and prosperity, and death and adversity. So if you believe to receive the word, you have what? Life and prosperity, but you do not reject, you do not receive, you do not reject the word, that is they're coming into death and adversity. And John chapter 5, verse 24, Jesus talked about that. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believe him who sent me has an eternal life, hallelujah, and does not come into judgment, but has passed out of death into life, hallelujah. This is a parable to warn us that we will be judged at the end of time according to our deed, according to our deed. Let's look at the Matthew chapter 16, verse 27. Matthew chapter 16, verse 27. For the Son of Man is going to come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and will then recompense every man according to his deed. According to his deed. And Romans chapter 2, verse 6. who will render to every man according to his deeds, right? So, for God sees the fruit of our deed and judges us by them. I'd like to read one more time. Matthew chapter 16 to 21. Matthew chapter 6, 16 to 21. I'd like to read, you will know them by their fruit. Grapes are not gathered from thorn bushes, nor figs from his scissors are they. Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but the bad trees bear bad fruit. A good tree cannot produce bad fruit, nor can a bad tree produce a good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. So then you will know them by their fruit. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Amen. As a believer entrusted with the talent, as one who has been given as a title, each must show forth his work. Amen. Let us pray together. Thank you for giving me the timely words of the light today. Thank you for allowing us to see through the parable of the net that the work of the separating the weak from those who claim to believe is unfolding before us. Through each person's practice of faith, deeds of faith, I once again realize that the history of dividing the people into good and the bad, good fruit and the bad fruit by presenting them to the Father, beginning in the church, especially with the pastor and the elder who have believed for a long time. Father, please help us to always be awake in our faith so that we can always apply our soul and body to your word. And when there is something we do not want, we cannot do it our own strength. So help us repent through the grace that helps us in the time of need. Please help me stand upright before Father. Please help the many world churches and the ministers in the land of in this land be recognized before the Father. When I pray and ask for every word, I give thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I'd like to give the advertisement. The first, whether the time come or not, we pray that the work of grace in the end of time will come among us, and there will be those who receive praise, honor, and glory before the Father by spreading the word and righteousness. The second one, we are preparing to study the volume 11 of the History of the Redemption series starting in the February. Please pray. Amen. We will close the service with the blessing, benedictions. Now the grace of our Savior Jesus Christ, the great love of God the Father, and the moving influence of the Holy Spirit are hovering over the head of the bowed believers who are examining their faith once again through the parable of the net today and doing their best to bear the fruit of faith. Let us be together in the church, home, and the workplace from now and forever. Amen.